Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Donald Hunter back on the show. Don is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for more than 13 years. He's a certified financial planner. He's an investor. He's a licensed investment advisor and a dad. How about that? He and I share that. That's something we're both proud of, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that I've always said small business owners make the biggest mistakes about is looking around at the world around them and thinking that's their prospect base. In other words, thinking they're Walmart or Amazon. And the truth is that they should be putting up some filters that filter out all the people who are never going to do business with them, so they can focus on the people who will do business with them, and they will pay them what they need to charge to stay in business. What do you think?
I think they'll go broke if they don't take your advice here, Jim, because, like you said, a lot of entrepreneurs think that the world is their market, but if they start to think about, well, who would this product best serve, and the benefits of the product, and who would most likely buy that product, and then identify their ideal customer. You always want to think of that ideal customer, mm-hmm. and what that ideal customer is thinking, feeling, and their experiences, and then target that ideal customer. Then you start looking at demographics and psychographics.
Right.
You want to know what they read, where do they go to find all the information about.
How do they assess value?
The problem that you solve.
Yeah.
How does assess value?
Yeah, because if they're the kind of person who only considers value to be the money in their pocket, then they're Walmart prospects. But if they're the kind of people who say, you know what, I'm willing to pay a little bit more for a little bit more service, a little bit more recognition, for people who remember me, for people who I know that I can you know, get on the phone, not get a voice machine, et cetera, et cetera. If the people who place value on that, they're the ones you want, because you're going to be able to get a higher margin with them.
Yes, exactly, because they want that personal service.
So talk to us about we know about demographics. We know about demographics because we've talked about on the show about the ages, you know, the generational demographics, the income demographics. But give us a little tour on psychographics.
Well, psychographics is understanding. You know, I like to use the phrase from Robert Collier, famous copywriter. Enter the conversation already going on in your prospect's mind.
Huh.
So psychographics is understanding the psychology of your ideal customer. Understanding what I like to do is create a psychological model of my target market, of my ideal customer, by looking at their fears. So what I'll do is I'll go through and I'll define their top 10 fears, their top 10 desires, top 10 frustrations, what they're hiding, what they don't know, top 10 questions they have, top 10 things they want to learn. So with that, just with those lists, then I'll boil them down to the top two or three in each list, and I'll work with the top two or three of each list,
mm-hmm.
and then start my headlines reflect all of that.
So their psychographics. How do you discover? How do they tell you what the psychographics are?
Well, you can do research, but if you understand your market, then I just hallucinated initially. then as I'm moving forward, I'm, you know, researching, talking to customers, and then I refine it.
But, you know, a lot of small business owners, Don.
I'm 90.
Go ahead. You're 90 what?
Yeah, I'm usually 80 to 90% there.
Right. A lot of small business owners don't need hundreds of customers. They could get by with 100 customers. You know what I mean? If they could keep 100 current customers, they'd could get rich. And so
most entrepreneurs don't get that.
That's right. But my point is, some of the psychographic information, their customers will tell you about that, won't they, if you ask them?
Absolutely. Every time you talk to them.
Yeah, they will tell you. If you listen from a psychographic standpoint and you ask them questions and serve them, they'll tell you what's going on in their mind. That's the psychographic. Right back with Donald Hunter. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.